Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Well, technical difficulties, little challenges this morning, but we actually made it. I am your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane, and we have Benny in the studio. Thank you, Benny, for filling in that airtime for us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And not just me. Olivia's with the TTR Network is also available to say thank you to also, because, you know, we manage a lot.
Yeah,
so all of us, round of applause. Round of applause.
Yay!
Thank you to everyone.
For Olivia
all right,
and Benny.
It does happen these days.
Yeah. All right. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she's a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. However, you do not have to live in the state of Washington to become a client, as she has clients all over the United States. And currently, we're only doing phone consultations and Zoom calls in our office right now to be physically distancing inappropriate, correct?
Well, it works great. It's easier for people. And we have people all over the United States, and we have someone in Spain and the UK. So it
works.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mary Jane does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System. She'll muscle test your body, figure out where your deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition product from Biotics Research, which gets into your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. So we have a lot of fun in the office, and today our topic is ask, believe, and receive. For those of you who have a brain tap, that is one of the programs on the brain tap, ask, believe, and receive. But we thought it would be a good topic for today, didn't we?
Exactly. It's like we were trying to think of a topic, and, you know, we've covered so many things. And when I ask clients, they like to hear about some of the things that's there every day, but they need to be refreshed on it. So we're going to talk about some of the things that we see every day and that's been coming in the office and stories and about what the solution is, what you could do to change it.
And by changing it, you need to ask. Believe you can get it and be willing to receive it and be open to receiving it and accepting it.
And that's a big thing of accepting it, because people might ask for it, but they don't really believe they deserve it or that they can get it. So then that just puts up the wall right in front of you. You're not going to get it, because you have to be totally open, totally trust the universe, and know that you're worthy and you deserve everything that the universe has to offer.
Exactly.
Which is abundance, good health.
Happiness, joy. I mean, there's so many wonderful things. Gratitude, compassion.
The job you desire. It's in everything. The home you want. Everything is out there. You have to believe that you can have what you want. And make it happen.
And be willing to receive it. Be willing to receive it. So as Mary Jane and I were trying to think of topics, she came to me yesterday and said, okay, it's your turn to pick a topic. It's like, oh, no. My topic was not appropriate for the show, so I didn't get to pick it. I wanted to talk about hockey. But we're going to be talking about, your health. And we were trying to... this week in the office, we're still seeing a lot of the same thing, which is?
It's
gallbladders.
It's digestive issues. It's stress, anxiety. And now it's not just the person calling in. It's their whole thing. They're recognizing the seriousness of this for their husbands, their brothers, their sisters, their children. So now we're getting more referrals to help the entire family, which is wonderful, because then everybody's on the same page. We have a family, and when they get together, they talk about, you know, the dad told me, well, the conversation is Mary Jane Mack. So it's all about Mary Jane Mack. So the dad had to call and make an appointment. So it's wonderful that people are excited about the changes, and you can see a difference, and their family can see a difference. And again, it's not just for the individual, it's for the children, for everyone. And it's about knowing that you can make a change, and especially in this stressful time, it's the way it is. It's going to slowly get better, but the stress is going to be there.
Slowly get better. I'm kind of getting tired of slowly getting better. It's going to get better when it gets better, not any sooner or not any later. So the best thing to do is try and figure out how you can make things great and better right now. And speaking of a family, Mary Jane did the mom and she did her children. And then she saw such great results with the kids. The husband kind of said, well, what about me? Isn't it, what about me? Do you think you could ask her about me? So that happened yesterday.
So he had an appointment.
So the whole family had an appointment. This morning we got a great email from the mom. She said, oh, I forgot to mention that one of her children is now sleeping an hour later. Instead of waking up at 5:45 a.m., he's now waking up at 6:45 a.m. So she is thrilled.
Well, let's give an example it's perfect of why she called in the first place. So what she called about was one of her children, young children, had an issue with bedwetting. And a very stressed out little guy. He's only 5 or 6, but very stressed out. And very, you might say rigid. And she said, when I first talked to her, he eats hardly anything. He has certain foods he eats and that's it. Because we talked about getting the nutrition in him. And she said, oh, that's going to be really hard because he doesn't swallow pills. And I said, well, this is not a kid problem. It's a parent problem. It's up to you to figure out a positive way to get this in. And when you're okay with it, they'll be okay with it. And I see that all the time. If you're going to fight them, that doesn't work. You got to figure out what's going to work. So after just a few weeks, when she called for her appointment, she said that he was not quite as rigid. He was a little softer. He seemed to be a little happier and definitely saw some changes in him that she hadn't seen before. So she was really excited. So she originally called about him and then she was concerned about her other son. So we did an appointment for him. And then of course, then the mom needed an appointment and then the dad. So, but it's these little changes over a short time that make a huge difference. And another client that I had was a two-year-old who was sucking his thumb, and his thumb was raw and sore, and no matter what they did, and they saw a lot of the very top doctors around to get a solution for this, and they couldn't figure out what it was. They thought maybe he was sucking his thumb at night, but he never does that any other time. Anyway, when they called, what it was he had a blocked bile duct. I told them what to do. And within a short time, his thumb was better and healing up and his digestion was better. People don't realize, like for a bile duct thing, sometimes they could be a little colicky when they're babies. They could have digestive issues, but kids don't know the difference. Like if they're born with a poor digestion and always kind of have stomach aches, they may not even know how to describe that to you because it's just the way they always are. So once they start getting better, then their stomach doesn't bother them. So then they venture out and try different foods. They don't eat all the other foods because it bothers their stomach. So they stick with the simple, probably basic, like pasta, something that doesn't irritate their stomach.
They're smart. Those little kids are smart. And they get well faster than adults
because they
don't have all that self-talk going on in the head. Same thing with pets. Your pets will get better quicker along with your children because there's no doubt. There's no voice in your head going, is this really working? Am I really feeling better? Or is it just my imagination? So
and sometimes people will say, Well, how can babies have something wrong with them? Babies are born perfect. No, babies are not born perfect. Babies are born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies, whatever that may be. Also, the emotions. They have the emotions from the time they were conceived. So say the parents had issues, or maybe the parents didn't want to have a baby at that time. The baby picks up on those emotions and then is born with that, and then it's stored in an organ, and they're always dealing with stuff. Those are the kids that always have a little something wrong, or they're not as healthy. But that all can be changed. It all can be changed. And that's why what I do, again, is so much fun.
Oh, you're just so amazing, Mom. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. We had another client yesterday who had a rash and hives all over her body, and to the point of scratching it and bleeding. And then she's nursing her son, who also has a rash on his booty. And she just thought it was because of the diaper rash, but it really is.
Same thing she has.
Same thing she has. So she had a blocked bile duct and bad gallbladder. So by her taking the nutrition and then nursing the little one, he'll also get better. Yeah. So yeah, prime example of being born with your parents' deficiencies. And she's a train wreck with these poor hives and things all over her and baby.
She's going to get better.
She's going to get better really fast.
Yeah. So those are a few stories. We've got some, I think we've got some really good stories this time. So the other good story is I have a gentleman that called for his appointment, and he said, I still wake up with a stiff back. My back is stiff every morning. My low back, but I can walk out of it. I can feel better. So then the first thing I said, because he's been on the nutrition for a little while. So then what I do is tune into the time when he's sleeping or he gets up in the morning. And the first thing I said to him is, do you sleep with an electric blanket? And he said, yes, we have an electric blanket on our bed and we sleep on top of it. It's like under the sheet, but it's on the bed. So it warms up. It's been chilly here in Washington. So it warms up our bed and it feels good when we go to bed at night. Well, when you sleep on electricity, that draws on your bladder and inflames your bladder. So every night he's sleeping on this electrical mattress, you might say, and it's affecting his bladder, which is causing the backache. And unless he gets rid of the blanket, then he's not going to see a change. It's not going to work. So I suggested to him, he was very reluctant to give up his blanket. And I said, just try turning it off. You have to unplug it. It's better if you move it. And then just see how you are after a few nights. Because once you get rid of it, it changes immediately. I mean, it's like the bladder will be better immediately.
So could he turn that blanket on to warm up the sheets, then turn it off, take it off the bed?
That's what I told them to do.
Yeah.
I said, if you can't do without, the other thing you do is warm it up, but you cannot sleep on anything electrical that's plugged in. Because the wires can be frayed and leak electricity. They're not, you know, you think you're sleeping on that. They're not perfect. And especially the longer you have anything like that, the worse it is. Well, he said, I haven't been sleeping on it that long. Well, but he's only been on the nutrition a short time. He said he's had it for years. And I said, well, you're on the nutrition though, but you're not noticing a difference because now you're sleeping on that. So you have to just change that and you'll know almost right away how you feel. So it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. So a question so what if the electric blanket was on top?
It still is electric. You still have to take it off.
Okay, so electric blankets are out, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I suggested get a nice down comforter. You get a good heavy down comforter. It's pretty warm, and it has weight to it, so it's comfortable.
What about those weighted blankets?
Whatever you're comfortable with, as long as there's no electricity. Sometimes even those Sleep Number beds can be an issue because, again, they're a motor. some people can handle them and other people can't handle them. If you're not sleeping at night, again, it's the electrical leak. And most things should always be plugged into a surge protector. And if they are on a surge protector and you've had them for the surge protector for 3 years or more, you might think about replacing them because they don't last forever. And again, those cords, the wires get weak and frayed, dried and frayed.
Well, then we have a client this week who had an issue with electricity in her bedroom.
Yeah.
Lamp or clock.
The lamp
or
and a clock. The lamp. Well, there was the surge protector. The lamp was plugged into a surge protector, but the surge protector needed to be replaced. And that was another thing. It's like you could, when I'm working with people and they're not getting well, it's all about why. What? I mean, I know that what they're on, they should be better. And then it's like, let's take a look at your room. Let's take a look at the bedroom. For example, another client, at nighttime, she's coughing constantly. And she goes to bed and she lays flat, kind of, and then starts coughing. And what we figured, and she should have been much better at this point, and has been better. She's like up and down. So then we tracked that bedroom, and the bedroom probably had a water leakage in the walls. And she said, yes, it did. So it's an apartment. So there might be mold in that wall, because the only time she is worse is when she sleeps in that bedroom. So she put the air scrubber machine in, which gets rid of mold and
viruses
and strep, and it's the product that we have. And she put it in the room specifically, and definitely she's doing better than definitely better than it, she was. And it's the awareness, and they are looking for a new place to live. But it's the awareness of knowing that you're not chronically ill, that something else environmentally is adding to your issue.
Oh, that's just, it's kind of like our other client that we had in Louisiana who had the, found the mold in her bedroom. On the nutrition, got better, didn't get better, got better, didn't get better. Well, Mary Jane was able to track, you know, the spot in her closet, which was mold. And then she found out there was mold all throughout the ductwork. So there's always a reason why things aren't working. So if you're on the nutrition and you're doing what you're supposed to, you're taking what you're supposed to, eating what you're supposed to, and keeping it simple, you should be getting the results. But if you're not, there are those other things that you have to think about. The electrical, the drains, the just basically
just anything drains in your house, dust, mold. I mean, if you've got stuff stacked in your house that you haven't moved in ages, it's dusty and that can cause you issues. It doesn't matter. It's like everything, there's a reason for everything. And just start looking around your own place and see what's going on. Even stuffed animals for kids, that's a big one. When people say the kids have allergies, a lot of times it's just the stuffed animals. They're so dusty. And I just tell people, throw them in the dryer, put them on sanitize and fluff them up and do that often. And then you'll stay ahead of it.
Oh, yeah. You think about little kids, runny noses, animals, face on the floor, pets. Yeah. So we should sanitize our stuffed animals on a regular basis.
Yeah. Even your dog's animals. I mean, you know, like our dogs have a lot of animals. So I throw them in the dryer just to sanitize them once in a while and keep them clean. Because otherwise you're touching them, they're touching them. It's not very good.
Although my dog is very clean. Oh, we do have a, Mary Jane's getting a remodel at the ranch. And she had asked the contractor who was ripping out the bathroom sink, asked him to save some of the pipes because she wanted to know what the pipes look like to make sure all baking soda and white vinegar.
Oh, I wanted him to tell me what they look like.
Yeah. And guess what? They're spotless. Yeah. I should have brought in one of those pipes. They are spotless. So that baking soda and vinegar with a little bit of Dawn dish soap does a trick. And then if people have more stubborn drains, it's best just to go get the big guns, the liquid plumber. do the liquid plumber, and then you can go back to the baking soda and vinegar.
Especially often when people live in apartments or condos, those places can always be more challenging. And if you're having a drain and you're cleaning it, not getting anywhere, it's best to go to the other one time, and then the other will work better for you.
Oh, yeah. You just kind of knock it out. I call them the big guns. Get it done. One and done, and then you can do the baking soda and vinegar.
And the drains, it's the same old story. People call me, I'm getting this sinus infection. I feel really bad. I don't want to go out and infect anybody. And when I tune into them, it's just their drains. And one person said, oh, I've been moving my note to do the drains from one spot to another. So it's like a week or 10 days overdue. And that's sometimes when you have all this rain, that can affect you more. The drains tend to back up more.
Yeah. And think about your pets. If your dog's all of a sudden scratching a lot more, it's time to do your drains. I know it's time to do mine. I usually get kind of a weird feeling in my stomach. It's not like a full-blown stomach ache, but I'm not feeling 100%. And that's always a sign for me. Do the drains. Time to do the drains.
Another thing that I had another client who was having a bladder issue again. And tracking it down, she's going to a specialist and I'm figuring out what's going on. Well, finally we figured out her bedroom. She has computers in her bedroom and a printer. And she's sleeping in that bedroom. And that, again, it's the electricity from the computers. So I told her she had they were laptops, so she could take them out of the room and unplug the printer and just plug it in when she's going to use it. And especially not have that plugged in at nighttime, because that again affects your bladder. So it's like some simple things that and she had done the nutrition, but she still went to the doctor and got antibiotics, but she still wasn't well and had lined up another appointment for a urologist. However, well, when doing this, she would know right away as soon as she got rid of the computers in the room. Yeah.
It's just amazing the things that affect our body that we really don't even give a second thought to. And the cell phones, you never want to carry your cell phone in your coat pocket because it draws off your heart.
Especially guys, if the guys put their...
And you don't want to carry it in the front pocket either because then it can affect...
Your hormones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another thing.
Well, even a phone, even in your back pocket, it doesn't matter. It's better if you have it in a leather case of some kind. Because if you have it in a leather case, you can put it in your pocket or put it in your back pocket. Because if you put the case side down toward your body, then it doesn't draw the electricity. But if you have a cell phone and you're carrying it in your hip pocket and all of a sudden your hip is bothering you all the time, it's from the cell phone. From the battery. So again, it leaks electricity. So you it's better to have it in a case and not carry it that way.
Yeah. All kinds of good little tips there, Mary Jane.
Yeah.
I like it.
So it's just look at what you're doing and simple things that you can just observe and think about. And The big thing is, if you're having any of these, the stomach issue, the gallbladder issue, again, the people that have the gallbladder, once again, had jaw pain, shoulder pain, that's all referred from the gallbladder. Gallbladder can cause all kinds of other problems, stiff joints, sore joints, achy. You could feel like, oh my gosh, I've got really bad arthritis. And it's your gallbladder because all the toxins build up in your joints. And again, it's all about the emotion. Gallbladder's resentment, liver's anger. So what's going on? And it's all relative. It's not anything, doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be a lot of little things.
It could be one of those stored memories that you have, and then you were triggered again. So now the whole cycle's starting over again. So it doesn't take much to get triggered, especially in today's world.
Well, and that's why, you know, I've mentioned before, I belong to the Master Circle, which is a group that really presents the latest technology and has great information and speakers that have the latest research on what's going on in the world today. And through them, I'm able to pass on to my clients great technology that can change your life and help you get out of this hamster wheel.
Get off the merry-go-round and get out of the hamster wheel.
And that's the brain tap that we are using now. And the brain tap is technology. It's a headset with lights and sound, and it has a visor. And what it's meant to do, it's like deep meditation. And what it does is changes your brain pattern so that now you can stop going around the way your brain is trained and stop repeating the same issues, same thing all the time. Because clients love, that's the other question. Why do I keep getting this? Why do I keep getting this? It's because you've got that, your body trained and your emotions, that's where you store things. So in order to change that, I find the brain tap technology, I personally feel it's a must for everyone. I think everyone should have one. I think every doctor should have one. Every chiropractor should have one. Everyone, because it's making you the best you can be so that you can live the life that you were meant to live.
Well, it's also not just for you. It's for you, your children, your family. I mean, it's an amazing piece of technology. And I agree with Mary Jane. There isn't one person on this planet who couldn't benefit from having a brain tap. I mean, it's that amazing.
It's that amazing. And we have the family that I talked about with the kids and the mom and dad. For one of the things I recommended to her is she absolutely needed the brain tap. Well, she ordered it from us immediately. And her children needed it. The children are so stressed out. And that's why the brain tap, you could look up braintap.com. Why it is so amazing for kids, that because it changes and helps them believe in a positive world and good things. So they do better in school. They improve their brain function. If they have any brain injury or stress on their brain, it relieves that. Brain tap is very scientific. There's equipment that measures your heart rate variability as in relation to your brain. And I probably don't describe it all technically the way it is, but they can actually measure it's like a brainwave scan and your heart scan. And it measures you before using the brain tap and say days after or 6 weeks after. And the change in the way your brain function is dramatically different. Now you're in the parasympathetic and sympathetic is balanced. The parasympathetic is fight or flight. That means you're always in trouble. You're always trying to get better. And the parasympathetic is your healing. That's all. So most of the time your sympathetic is in overdrive, and that's why you can't get better. So when the brain is balanced, now you can change what you're doing and make a difference. And that's the way we were meant to be.
Yeah, relieve the stress of the body. Take the stress away from the body. Okay, it's time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress and when depleted, The body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Ambrosia.
And I'm Alexa.
And we are the hosts of Inner Bloom Podcast.
A podcast about spirituality and intuitive development.
Together, we utilize our intuitive gifts and our own personal life experiences to empower you to live an extraordinary life.
Check us out and subscribe at innerbloompodcast.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Fancy. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack. And we have Benny in the studio. Virtual hug for Benny.
Oh, virtual hug back. Yay.
Yay. I can't wait to come see you again, Benny.
Me too.
It's going to happen. I just don't know when, but I'm going to be patient. So we're going to have the biggest hug ever. Okay, so our topic today is ask, believe, and receive. And I was just during the break, I was saying one of our clients desperately wanted snow. And I kept saying, what for? What do you want snow for? Oh, I just wanted to snow for just a couple of days. She asked for the snow. We got snow over the weekend. She believed it was going to happen, and she received it welcomely as I talked to her yesterday. She was thrilled. So ask, believe, and receive.
And talking about asking, we have another client in Maine, and Glennis, she had a question.
I love Glennis. Hi, and Glennis.
Glennis wanted to know about heart irregularity and heart palpitations, and what's the cause, and what some of the things that can cause that is a gallbladder and a bile duct issue. Because when your gallbladder and bile duct are backed up, it backs up your heart and then can cause your heart to be irregular or your heart to be in low gear, can cause you to be very tired. And also it can have to do with your body's structure, with needing to be in alignment and being your nervous system being connected. So when we work with Glennis, she's been doing really well. And then she had a little blip where she had a little heart palpitations again. And that was because her gallbladder was off a little bit. And I recommended she just take a little more nutrition at that time and she would be okay and get right through it. And she is amazing. We love our clients in Maine.
I love the whole family as clients, but I love Glennis. So I hope you're doing well. And I have to say hi to Susie, because I know you're listening. Susie, I know you're disappointed we didn't talk about hockey today, but maybe another time. And then, of course, my cousin Kathy. Love you, Kathy. Okay. Ask, believe, and receive. So, but I have a question before I do the ask, believe, and receive. It seems that we're always talking about that gallbladder. Gallbladder is just a major problem.
Well, gallbladder is what you eat. It's where you store your emotions, resentment. You can't do this. Like, you hear it every day. I'm lonely. I can't go out. But even before that, I resent not having the right job. I resent not having being able to lose weight. I resent I'm not happy. And it's all, again, relative. It could be minor things, but you store it in your gallbladder. And then when those issues, when all that energy builds up in the gallbladder, then you create the physical symptoms. And again, if, you know, a lot of times people think they're eating all the right things and they're not necessarily eating the right thing. And I have clients trying to lose weight and they'll do the keto and yet they'll buy all these snacks and things that say keto friendly on them and they're not. I mean, just because it's like anything, like organic or natural, they put the label on it just because the label's on it, that doesn't mean it's right. And I score the energy of all these products. It has to be 7 or better to be any good. If it's under that, it just clogs up your liver and gallbladder. So if you're doing the keto and you're not losing weight, you're doing something wrong because keto works. Or your body needs help to get in balance. You're not digesting and absorbing.
But can you do keto if you have a bad gallbladder?
It won't. You can do keto, but it won't work. You won't lose the weight because if your gallbladder's at 2, you're not digesting and absorbing, so you're not breaking down the fat. When you have a gallbladder and a bile duct, you don't get the bile into your gut, so then it putrefies, the food putrefies, and that's where you get the gas and bloating. Whenever you got a bile duct, your people are bloated no matter what they eat. And that, so then you don't digest and absorb. So what you take in, you're not getting the nutrition, the nutrients out of it. So it's not working for you.
So we must take care of our gallbladders.
You got to take care of your whole digestive system. It's like it's a whole process. It's a process. It's like people think, oh, this is, you know, I'm going to get this fixed and then I'm going to be better. Well, you're going to be better, but there might be other things and life issues that come up. It's all about what I do is not a quick fix. It's not you come in, we take care of you, and then you're gone. What I present is a program. We get you on a program, and that program is to get you balanced and be able to get you to where you're doing what you want to do and healthy and then maintain that. And then you might check in possibly every 3 months, but it's a lifetime program. And if you want to stay healthy, all you have to do is call for an appointment, no matter what you have going on. And we could figure out what's going on and get you on what you need to get you out of it quickly. And that's how our clients work. I mean, and
yeah, you just don't call the office. You don't get your appointment. I ship out the nutrition and then you're done and we never talk to you again. Sometimes Mary Jane will have you follow up in a week, depending on what's going on with you. Some people may follow up in 2 weeks and they may follow up every week for maybe a total of 3 weeks until you're stable.
It could be, it depends on what's going on with you. And it could be, it's every week until you're stable. If you're in a crisis and I didn't see you for a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, that would be malpractice. That would be, I don't really care and I'm not taking care of you. So what my goal is when I'm working with you, I actually test your body every time for when I need to check you again. I don't just come up with that randomly. I check your body and your body tells me 7 days, 14 days, 3 weeks, and that's how we do it. Then I know you're going to be okay.
But I always look forward to telling everyone, you know, when they get to the 4-week thing, I said, congratulations, you have now graduated. And people are like, what do you mean? I said, you're stable, you've graduated. So you get to talk to us in 4 weeks. So it's a good thing to get to that graduation point. And then, like Mary Jane said, then some people are 6 weeks. Some people are 8 weeks.
It's whatever your body says. It's not, it's about stability and about you being on that journey and making a difference and getting where you want to go.
You've got to get better. So what do you want to ask for? Do you want to ask for more happiness in your life, more peace, more stability, better health, more energy? Well, first you have to ask, then you have to believe it will happen, and that begins in the mind, and then you have to be open to receiving it. You are worthy, we're all worthy, and we all deserve good things to happen to us. If you're gonna have a pity party, you're not gonna get anything, no matter how much you ask. So it's up to you to take responsibility for yourself to make the changes that need to be made. No one can fix you except you.
And it's not about fixing you. It's about creating the life you deserve.
And you want.
Yeah. And it's having a positive attitude. So you want to listen to good music or music you really like. You want to read good books or look at good stories. It's about what gives your body energy to make your body better. And that's what you want to surround yourself with. And same with the people and the friends in your life.
Yeah, you want to make sure your support system is fun and vibrant and healthy and has a good time.
Yeah.
We play games at the ranch. We have, when my niece comes, we have games. And talk about energy, fun, good times, positivity. Maybe everybody grab a board game and play with your family and get some laughs. Loosen up.
Yeah, it is very funny.
We have a great time. Do you have any?
It's take action. Stop thinking about what you're going to do and do it. Whether it's eating better, making the call to call us to get on the path to feeling good and living your best life, getting out and moving, exercise. But take charge and know that you could live the life you deserve.
I totally agree, Mary Jane. We'd like to thank everybody for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show. We are with you every third Thursday of the month. Thank you for your patience during our technical difficulties. I hope everybody has a fabulous rest of your day, fabulous weekend, and be well.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.